Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tailored for Success. I am your host, Sharice Taylor, your Take It to the Top coach. And today we're talking about one of my favorite topics in the world, and that is mentorship. Mentorship. I am so passionate and so excited about mentorship. I think that it is one of the best things that you can do for someone else, and it's one of the best things that you can have for yourself. We're going to talk about that, creating that healthy, reciprocal mentorship relationship. But, you know, I love the quote from Tony Robbins, who is like the top productivity, life coach, success coach in the world, one of the biggest to play in that arena. And it says, success leaves clues. And I truly do believe that success leaves clues and that mentors leave more than that. Mentors leave maps. They leave more than clues and footprints to follow behind. Mentors leave maps. In fact, they don't only leave maps, but they are often able and willing to guide you as the mentee through each part of the journey, whether it is professionally, personally, or a combination of both, which most of the time a mentor-mentee relationship is going to actually, if it's really good and it's a healthy relationship, it's going to guide you both professionally and personally through each part of your journey. So I want to talk about mentorship, what it is and why it's important to have it. And I think that a lot of people overlook mentorship in their lives. We get so busy, especially at work, with our careers. We just don't take the time to say, I need somebody to coach me. I need somebody to offer a little assistance. But a mentor, we have to understand that that's someone who teaches. That's someone who's going to give you help and advice. To you who are probably less experienced in a particular area, just getting into a particular area, the mentor is going to act as your coach, as your guide. And I want to talk about five benefits to having mentors and how it can add power and strength to your life personally and professionally. The first benefit is that it's enhancement of personal or professional skills. It's going to help to take you to the next level. It's going to help you to just turn up the heat a little bit more in your life. And that alone is worth having a mentor. But enhancement, shining the light on your strengths and cultivating and getting those areas out in the forefront that maybe you're a little bit more weak in, and finding ways to fill the gap. So a mentor is going to be able to help you to enhance your personal and professional skills and take you to the next level. Number two, it helps you to get a fresh perspective. A fresh perspective. It helps you to see the things that perhaps you have swept under the rug. As I just mentioned, your weaknesses, maybe it's an area of procrastination that you have, that they could say, hey, you know, how come this hasn't been taken care of yet? And hey, how about this? So it can help you to think outside of the box. I have mentors who have pretty much helped me to eliminate the box altogether. Your mentor can help you to gain fresh perspective, and think of new ideas and new ways to accomplish. Kind of ties in with what I said about giving you that map and guiding you, kind of acting as your GPS, your guide along the journey. And hopefully, I just want to note here that hopefully there is somewhat of a reciprocal relationship. You don't want it to be where the mentor is always giving, the mentor is always supplying. The mentee wants to come back, hopefully, and through their journey and through the process of this teaching, hopefully end up teaching and helping to open up the mind and the world of the mentor. So hopefully it's a reciprocal relationship that is experienced by both parties. Number three, benefits of having a mentor, knowledge and contacts. Knowledge, just, you know, I don't know everybody that you know. You don't know everyone that I know. Same thing goes to the foundation of this relationship in the first place. You have a knowledge base, an understanding on various topics that I don't have. And you have contacts that I don't have. I love LinkedIn, for instance, because it's all about this layer of contacts. You have contacts. You know people that perhaps I need to know. I can't know everyone. I can't be knowledgeable about every organization, every helpful tip, tool, and technique to take my business to the top. So that is where a mentor comes in. Their knowledge becomes your knowledge. You are connected. You have a host, so to speak, that can really feed you some great information. So number three is knowledge and context. Number four, benefits of having a mentor. You have a sounding board. You have a sounding board to test ideas and to share your goals. And that's really good. You have a sounding board before you actually implement something. You can discuss it and kind of map it out a little bit, throw some things at the wall and see what sticks. Because they have an understanding, a knowledge, and a work experience or a life experience that you have yet to go through, they could say, you know what, my experience was this. When I did something similar. So keep that in mind as you go forward. So you can go forward making a more knowledgeable and clearer understanding, a decision rather, because you have that additional understanding from your mentor. So you have that sounding board to test your ideas and share goals, which ties in with our fifth and final bit of having a mentor, and that's accountability. So if you have a plan, if you set a goal, those types of, if you've mapped out a path to get from A to B to C and so on, you have accountability. You have someone who is going to hold you to your word and say, hey, you said you were going to do this, 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 and this by this time. Has that been completed? And so that's really important. A really great, great benefit to have a mentor is accountability. That person can say to you, you know, I want you to have this done by this date. Because unless we have that accountability element, a lot of times we'll say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And, you know, I love the quote, there are 7 days in the week, and someday is not one of the days of the week. So, We tend to, I know that's the case with me, I need to have mentors, I need to have someone to be accountable to say, hey, I'm going to get this done by this time. End of discussion. Put a period there and make it happen. No excuses. So accountability is another great reason to have a mentor. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I have live mentors. One of my lead mentors is Miss Pat Clarity, and met her 10 years ago through Grace Church St. Louis, and she is just a phenomenal woman. She's someone that I can call on and connect to, and she gives me guidance and direction, all of these things that I have listed. Enhancement of skills, number one. Number two, fresh perspective. Number three, knowledge and contacts. Number four, a sounding board. And a comforter, too, when you fall, because when you're trying these different goals, that's another thing that I like to add to number four. Not only can they be a sounding board, but they can be a comfort and encouragement when you try something and you fall. And you want to fail as often as possible. That's how you obtain your utmost success, is to keep failing forward. And then number five, accountability. So shout out to Pat Clarity. I love you. And I have several other mentors that I may not see or talk to quite as often, but people who I can go to. Mildred Rye is someone I've worked with for several years in my full-time job, also a mentor, just helping me to, oh my gosh, she's opened my mind and my eyes to so much information, so many different ideas, and so many wonderful contacts, so many wonderful people. She knows a little bit of everybody. So that is really good. Sandy Williams is another mentor of mine. So I call her my work pastor, actually. So you have these different people that are placed in your life who help you, who mentor you in maybe different ways, in different areas that offer guidance and direction. But you want to search at work. If you have that special connection with someone and they have obtained some success that maybe you're looking to obtain in your career. And sometimes you don't make a connection all the time when you seek out mentors. I want to give a heads up to you if you have not yet encountered that. There have been some people that I've reached out to and wanted, you know, really close guidance and direction. And for whatever reason, I was rejected. I don't know if that was just not something that they were willing to do. But whatever the case, we have to trust that ultimately God is going to put you in the path of the right people to direct you. But I have a lot of online mentors. I call them my virtual mentors. I've recently connected to Allison Bird and Dolores Presley, Jewel Diamond Taylor. There's so many virtual mentors that I have for different areas of my professional life, different areas of my spiritual life. I know that Dr. Charles Stanley has been a virtual mentor, a virtual pastor of mine for a very long time. So these are people whose work, whose books, whose blogs, whose YouTube channels, whose social media channels you plug into from time to time to just get some guidance and direction, to get some insight. So I challenge you to also not only live mentors, but also virtual mentors, people that have accomplished success, people that have coaching programs, workshops, again, books, blogs, and the like, where you can plug in and they can guide you and be your mentor from afar, so to speak. So you may not have met these people. You may not be able to call them up for lunch or have a FaceTime or phone call with them, but they're available online. They're available through workshops. They're available through webinars and those types of things. So seek those people out. Now, here's the thing. I want you to be organized with your mentors. You don't need but so many. So you don't, because it's too, then it becomes noise instead of mentors. So you don't need to have, I mentioned two of my spiritual mentors, Pat Clarity and Sandy Williams. If those two ever met, they would love each other. So they're both guiding me spiritually along the same path. They have the same mindset, the same values. And so you don't want to have mentors maybe in the same area of your life that contradict each other. So if I'm seeking to grow in the Lord because I am a woman of faith, then I would want two women who are rooted in the Lord. I wouldn't want to have an atheist or someone who was practicing something that I was not connected to or that I didn't want to grow in. That atheist may have business knowledge or maybe able to offer some guidance in another area, but they would not be able to guide me in my spiritual growth. At least that's my personal choice. I want someone who believes in God to be my spiritual mentor. And you may have different goals. And so you want to make sure that if you have more than one mentor in a particular area of your life, that they gel, that they gel well together, that they have the same foundation, the same values and goals themselves. So that's important. But especially with virtual mentors, you need to make sure that you choose one or two. And if there are more, and there's several people who are successful in different areas that you could plug into, but if you're going to plug into several, make sure that you just focus on the work of just a few at a time. Otherwise, again, the same thing that I mentioned before is that you end up having too much noise and you're not easily able to focus on the message and the guidance of that particular person. So that's important, just an important note for your virtual mentors. So again, I just want to review the steps very quickly one more time. The power of having mentors, the benefits, the five benefits of having mentors. Number one, enhancement of personal and professional skills, helping you to take yourself to the next level. Number two, fresh perspective. They are able to help you see what you don't see, and hopefully vice versa. Hopefully it's a reciprocal relationship where you open up the mind of your mentor as well and help them to strive to grow and to do and to become more as well. Number three, knowledge and contacts. So take advantage of connecting and plugging into those second degree and third degree connections through your mentor. And they have hopefully a work experience or a life experience, a spiritual experience that they've had, and they've been more successful longer than you. So you get knowledge from your mentors. Number four, you get a sounding board, a place where you can test ideas and share goals, a safe place to communicate your disappointments and your failures as well. And number five, accountability. Accountability. We want to put off until next week, until next month. And so we have accountability, somebody to kind of put some fire under you and say, hey, okay, you told me you were going to do this by this deadline. Has it been completed? And if not, there better be a very good excuse why it's not. So accountability is very important to your personal success as well as your professional success. So that's something else that your mentor can offer you. That is our episode for today for Tailored for Success. Again, I'm your host, Sharice Taylor, your Take It to the Top coach. And remember, until next time, the best is yet to come.